Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think I just kind of got a little bit away from myself trying to do too much. So I just simplified my process on that worked in Boston and kind of saw it pay off here tonight.
He's going to need to change up against the right-handed lineup, right? Like that was kind of a prerequisite for the night. In the first inning, he threw a couple, and you thought, okay, this is going to be okay tonight. You know, but then, you know, just the way the fastball jumped through the zone tonight, that was impressive. I think it was in the eighth inning. There were some 95s up on the board. You know, to carry that velocity, you know, through the eighth inning on a 130-degree night, super impressive. Sweeper slider thing was another gear down from that, so three different speeds. It's just really good. I think what we saw in Boston and what we saw tonight, I think that's going to be more what it's going to be like than what we saw in Tampa.
So you heard Trevor Rogers after the game, and I don't think anybody had this on their bingo card. 8 shutout innings, 3 hits, no walks, 101 pitches. Orioles behind Jackson Holliday, who drove in 4, beat the Rangers 6-0. And then Tony Manzolino saying the dominant Trevor Rogers that we saw in Boston and then last night is the one we're going to see moving forward, not the one you saw in Tampa. But I think it begins and ends with what we saw with Rogers last night.
I mean, it's their best start since Corbin Burns in the playoffs, right?
It's their best regular season start since Grayson Rodriguez in 23. It's like the guy goes 8 innings.
Let's be honest. He's probably got 2 of the best starts of the season for the Orioles.
Yes.
He was fantastic last night. And I think something that was interesting is you saw him throw his changeup a lot. And I think in part because the velocity was up for his fastball. He maxed out at 96.3 miles per hour last night, 93.9 average. That's over 2 miles per hour more on average on his fastball compared to last year, year over year. But he was attacking guys. He was getting ahead of pitchers, of batters, 18 first pitch strikes. And guys, the big number, 0 walks. After having 3 walks when he was staked to an 8-0 lean in Tampa.
Can't he? The one thing we've learned this year, he can't sit for half an hour, Bum. Like
that's the key, I guess.
Yeah. Quick innings. Scott, you score. Don't have a massive one inning. Get your runs in multiple innings so that Rogers can get back out there.
And the game was, what, barely over two
hours?
2 hours
and 8 minutes?
Oh, man.
He got 10 outs on at-bats that were 1 or 2 pitches.
Yeah,
10 outs!
The last couple innings of the Rangers reminded me a lot of some Oriole games this year where guys are just up there hacking. Like, first pitch outs in the 7th and 8th innings as he's getting through. Like, I'm surprised he's still out there, and then it'd be like a 6-pitch 7th inning because the guys are hacking at the first pitch.
And lost in an awe a little bit is Chadwick Tromp was his catcher.
Tromp!
Hey. He put the bat on the ball, too.
Make the Orioles great again.
I think I mentioned this yesterday. When things have looked the weirdest for them, they've tended to thrive. And people have looked at a lot of these lineups lately and been like, there's no shot. And that's when they've ended up getting it done. And this was another one with Sanchez batting clean up and Tromp in there. And Rogers coming off a debacle in Tampa. And you know, they all come together to play a heck of a baseball game. Look, buckle up because you're going to get the Rogers experience now. Like, and I, he obviously flicks a switch of some sort, whether it's mental or otherwise, from the minors to the majors because he hasn't pitched like this in Norfolk all year. Because if he did, we would have seen him a hell of a lot earlier.
Well, I thought it was interesting in his on-field interview with Masson after the game where they asked him about his confidence, and he was talking about mental exercises that he does that has put him in a much better frame of mind over the past couple of years, and he kind of went on about that answer. I think there's something to it.
I want to get to the other big story from yesterday, and that's Jackson Holliday, who since they got to the Bronx, remember he wasn't supposed to play Friday night, and all he did is get three hits. They got no hit until the eighth on Saturday, but he did walk in that game, and then two hits on Sunday and three hits last night. So he's got eight hits and a walk since Friday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He's on fire. And a week ago, you looked at his numbers in June and you said maybe it's time to back off him a little bit. Not sit him, but maybe get him out of the leadoff spot because they're having trouble developing big innings. And he is one of their better run producers. And so even if he's got bad luck right now, if he keeps hitting the ball hard and he does it with people on base, he'll get maybe more opportunities to drive guys in and get his confidence going again that way. He has avoided anything close to the types of troughs that he hit last year where, like, it just was he's not that kid anymore. There will be ebbs and flows. But what he's doing right now, what he's doing against left-handed pitching is eye-opening. I even wondered, like, getting picked off in that last game, you know, how's he going to be against the lefty? Corbin has been pretty good this year. Jackson Holliday's locked in. It's been the single biggest positive development for them as a franchise this season, and I don't even know what's second. It's probably the first, second, and third biggest thing they have going for him right now. It's just the turnaround he's made.
And doing it against Corbin, who's been really tough against left-handers this year. It's just a 6.15 OPS lefties have off him. But Jackson Holliday, he's been great. This season, just the jump that he's taken from last year where he looked lost and looked completely overwhelmed to now, it's been night and day.
Orioles win 6-0. They're back on the hot surface of Camden Yards tonight. It's supposed to be in the high 90s again this evening. Their ace, Charlie Morton, on the bump for the O's against someone named Jacob Letts. It's a 6:30 first pitch. That means Baltimore baseball tonight. 5:30, it's Bob Haney and Jim Hunter live from Pickles. Massive show. We are done early at 5:30 because of Baltimore baseball tonight. Full guest list. Morgan Atsit. We'll talk Ravens and Orioles with her. She's, of course, from Fox 45. Sports. Talk to her at 2:30. Evan Grant covers the Texas Rangers for the Dallas Morning News. We'll get his thoughts on the Rangers coming up at 3 o'clock. Part of our Baltimore baseball night coverage, Mike Bordick. He joins us at 3:30. How's he feeling about the O's? He'll tell us that at 3:30. Buck Showalter, former Oriole manager, was on the Roku call of the Sunday Orioles-Yankees game. What's he think of the Orioles? He'll tell us at 4:30, and we'll talk O's and Ravens with our buddy Cordell Woodland at 5.
Are you totally convinced that Buck knows how to find Roku on his TV?
We'll ask him.
I don't know if you should ask him.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a little bit.
Do you have the Roku app, Buck?
Well, you don't need the app. I mean, did I have to download the app? I had it already on my TV. I must have done it in the past.
Yeah, you need the app.
I didn't remember doing it.
Yeah, you need the app. It's not a challenge.
But if I could do it, anybody could do
it. That's a very good point.
So I'm assuming Buck could because I could.
Yeah,
he made the
but
song
I was shocked
summer.
Sunday morning when I just went in, found the Roku, clicked on it, and the game was right. I was like, wow.
We downloaded it last year because they were in a Roku game a year ago.
I must have blacked that out.
Yeah. They at some point, it went. Who had the 11:30 games early?
It was Peacock?
Yeah, no. Yes, it was Peacock. Peacock, yeah. And then Peacock dropped it and Roku picked it up. So there was an Oriole Roku game at some point in the second half of last year. That's why you have the app. Because it was already on my TV, too, for that very reason.
It probably was rigmarole to do that.
Yeah, because I did not.
But it's over.
Yeah, I would have not had the app, but I had it because it was a year ago. Coming up next here, we stick with the Orioles. And friend of the show, Jim Bowden, had a piece about trades that he'd like to see made at the deadline. And one of them had the Orioles trading Sam Basayo in part for Sandy Alcantara of Miami Marlins. Should the Orioles trade Big Sam for a pitcher? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.